I'm Assistant News Director Nathan Cones here with your week in review for our listeners' top stories from the past 7 days. At number 10 on the list, Councilman from Carroll, Clay Haley, says a solution to preserve Main Street parking and at the Carroll County Jail entrances has been proposed. Essentially, what they are suggesting is they change the angles of the parking to create additional spaces along Main Street to allow for the entry and exit ports to have decent visibility and to make up for those spaces that were proposed to be removed. They'll be discussing that issue at Monday's Carroll City Council meeting. At number 9, Senator Grassley and Governor Reynolds issued statements earlier this week applauding Trump's announcement last Friday that he would restore the RFS, and that does come on the heels of a partial trade deal with China, so things for farmers looking pretty good there. At number 8, a Manila woman is facing felony forgery charges in district court for Carroll County. The woman signed checks, of course, without the account holder's knowledge. That happened on two occasions, and those forgeries are Class D felonies. At number 7, a very minor fire was reported at a Carroll construction site on Tuesday. A live 110-volt wire came in contact with some metal siding over at the future site of Wendell's Weapons right off of Highway 30. It was put out before the Carroll fire crews arrived on the scene. Again, a very minor fire there. At number 6, a teen reports some minor injuries in an accident that totaled both vehicles last Monday night. When it comes to car accidents, I always encourage you to check out 1380kcim.com. All the details can be found online there. At number 5, the Carroll Police Department was called to a rear-end collision on Wednesday. Everyone's all right in that one, but there was damage to both vehicles. At number 4, a motorcyclist refused to yield to authorities during a traffic stop. The bike was found later, but the driver was not. The bike was impounded as a result of that. At number 3, formal charges have been filed in District Court for Carroll County against a Manning man accused of using his car as a weapon. The suspect, Bryce Shrimpton, used a Pontiac Grand Prix to collide with the passenger side of the victim's vehicle on multiple occasions, causing thousands of dollars in damage, not to mention that the victim and a juvenile male were in the car at the time. He does face several charges in District Court. At number 2, a bird that's not so native to Iowa has been seen trekking across Greene County, and that bird was an emu. It's believed that a bird escaped from an emu farm. Authorities are encouraging anyone who sees that bird to stay away. Emus are potentially dangerous. Go ahead and contact your local authorities if you do happen to come across it. If you didn't know, emus are kind of like smaller versions of ostriches. And our top story from the past week, a Carroll man was thrown from his motorcycle in an afternoon a week ago last Sunday. Basically what happened, the vehicle in front of him slowed suddenly, and to avoid a collision, the motorcyclist slammed on his brakes and the bike rolled and then ejected him from the vehicle. Everything's okay. He was treated for some minor injuries at St. Anthony Regional Hospital. He did not collide with that car, and the driver of that car wasn't aware that an accident had occurred and left the scene. So that wraps up your week in review. For these stories and many more, give us a like and a follow on Facebook and Twitter to search for KCIM or online at carrollbroadcasting.com. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.